All right, here today with Steve Thompson with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. And Steve, today was the end of session for 2019. Both sides of the legislature have gone home. And of course, they still have about a week left to finish up anything if they want to. But as of right now, it looks like they are wrapped up for the year.
Yes, sir, Carson, I believe that's correct. The legislature has gone home, and most of the folks that work over there we're very happy to have them here this spring, but are also happy to see them headed back home. And they reserve the right to come back next week if there's an issue pop up that they needed to before the last Friday in May. But for all intents and purposes, the legislative session for 2019 has adjourned, and the last minute stuff, including the budget, is on the governor's desk, and we're kind of sorting through to process what's happened this year.
Okay. So I guess as of right now, we had a pretty good year for agriculture. So I've heard it said multiple times this year that we were really more on the offensive than the defensive this year. So I know a lot of things were accomplished this year. Kind of give us a review, kind of a highlight reel, I guess, of what happened this session.
It was a tremendous year for agriculture, rural Oklahoma. Governor Stitt and a huge number of freshman lawmakers came into the building, and partially driven by the better budget situation, there was such a brighter attitude, such a positive feeling in the building. Our rural voters did such a great job turning out last year. I think we had a little more pep in our step as we took in things. We passed a number of positive things. I think probably the highlight for us came really early and really smooth was putting a cap on the amount of punitive damages that can be awarded in ag nuisance lawsuits. We've seen some other states have some fairly off-the-wall jury verdicts against ag producers that didn't seem to make a lot of sense, and the dollar amounts just really were nonsensical. And so Oklahomans stepped up there and wanted to put a little common sense into our system, and worked with our friends both in rural and urban areas in the legislature, and got that through without really any hurdles. Our friends at the Department of Agriculture, led by new Secretary Blaine Arthur, did a number of transformative things there to kind of modernize some of the regulatory framework that they deal with, both with livestock, to help prepare us should we encounter an emergency situation. They've really done a good job of sifting through that to make sure that they were prepared to respond to that. And really one of the most talked about issues has been two pieces of legislation about industrial hemp production in the state. Our federal farm bill had started that ball rolling in 2014 and then picked up steam here in the last bill in 2018. And last year we passed a pilot program legislation that got a little bit off the ground, but we still had a few legal hurdles. But we've tried to address those, and we think we're just right on the edge of being able to launch into the legal marketplace for industrial hemp and possibly have a new crop for our producers. So I think it was a very workmanlike, productive year. We didn't have as many defensive things to deal with. We had a few, and there's always scary things around the corner, but I think we handled business on behalf of agriculture in a very professional and productive way this year at the Capitol.
Was there anything out there, and I understand if it is more general than anything specific, but was there anything out there that you didn't accomplish that you wish you had, or maybe it's something to look at in the coming years?
Yes, Carson, I would tell you that we left a lot on the table when it comes to rural health care. That was a priority issue for Oklahoma Farm Bureau members heading into this year, and we spent quite a bit of time on a number of issues. From the technical side of who can practice in what areas, nurses, doctors, other things, as well as trying to have some financial incentives for medical professionals to locate into lesser populated areas. And while we really have a lot of support for addressing that situation, we just couldn't get the kinks worked out, couldn't get enough support to get that moving. And that truly, I think, is going to be a real high priority in the interim, to try to work with other groups, work with the governor, and try to come up with a better plan for next year, because that need is only increasing. And I think that's very top of mind for our members. And that would be the topic that I would tell you that we did not accomplish anywhere near where we need to this year, and that we'll be diving back into full force during the interim.
one thing we haven't had a lot of discussion about just yet, just because those meetings have been ongoing, but we finally got kind of a glimpse at what is in the budget that was passed by the House and the Senate and is now waiting for Governor Stitt to be signed, is that budget, of course. And so talk about some of the highlights, if you will, about what agriculture was able to pull out of that budget process.
Yeah, it was such a positive year budget-wise. You know, we've been in a fairly dark financial time as a state at the Capitol, so it's always easier when you have a little new money in your pocket to spend, and the legislature did a very unique thing that they didn't spend every dollar in their pocket this year. They set aside around $200 million to enhance our state savings account, because we always know in the cyclical nature of a commodity-based economy that we have in Oklahoma that there is a downturn coming. It's just a matter of when, and so that our core services don't have to have such a shock to their system, they were able to put a little bit aside. But agriculture and conservation really had some needed investments made. I know that our friends at the Conservation Commission had just a little bit of investment in flood control structures, and this week we've seen the importance of them, no more so maybe than ever in history, and they probably truly didn't get near enough help in that area, but a little bit of positive is good. And they also got some money for some cost share programs in Northeast Oklahoma to help improve the growing poultry industry in that area. The economy is really booming, and we want to do what we need to do to keep up with everything there. And our folks at Conservation have proven very effective at dealing with issues there. And the Department of Ag had a couple of needed programs in their budget for equipment for their lab, some firefighting resources, and they also had some wildlife issues that they were going to have to deal with, feral hogs and other things. And I think that there's also a little bit of bump for our folks in County Extension that will go through the Ag Department. So we feel like there were small but meaningful investments made across the spectrum in the things that we hold dear, both in agriculture and rural Oklahoma.
So while some emphasis there on water, also on fire as well. I know in the last few years we've had problems with wildfires and things like that. This budget also helping out our rural fire departments and getting some aid there as well.
That's exactly right. You know, we see dramatic swings in Oklahoma. It's a very volatile state when it comes to weather. And while we may be struggling with very dire circumstances with too much water now, I think most of us remember the past 2 years, it's been the exact opposite. And our friends in Northwest Oklahoma suffered greatly the past 2 years and highlighted the need to invest in that. I know a lot of areas really damaged equipment responding to those fires and are really just trying to catch up from the extra bad years that we've had in recent times. And so that's a key component, a rural fire for those of us that live in the country that might not have a municipal department around every corner. So we greatly appreciate the vision of the legislature. Even though it's raining today, that they know that it will be dry and hot and windy soon. And so they put a little bit aside to help protect our landowners around the state.
Give us just kind of your reflections, I guess, on this year's legislative session. You know, I at the beginning of this year, there was, 60-some new freshmen that had come into this legislature. So how did that all play out? And you know, what are we looking at as we get into next year, as you start planning and thinking about that?
This year overall was truly a learning process for all of us. You know, it was a year of change with so many new faces and so many new places and folks in very important leadership positions that had only been in the building 2 years. And so I think, you know, everybody worked together well most of the time. You saw a few times where, you know, folks kind of banged heads over things, but that's, you know, democracy is noisy and compromise is very important. And I think the leadership was able to get there. And I know that agriculture and Oklahoma Farm Bureau was very grateful for the service of so many of those folks willing to give up time with their families and their business and help us at the state capitol. And I think with another year under their belt, this historic freshman class will have a wide-eyed perspective as they come back to town next year. And we encourage everybody at home to visit with their legislators while they're there more during the summer and fall. And give them an earful. You know, that's what they're there for, and they're better if we all work with them, not just in their capital offices, but in their home communities and their businesses around the state. So We had a very good year, but we're glad to wrap it up and move into the next season.
And just one last question for you. You know, as we wrap up this session here, obviously you all work with the American Farm Bureau Federation. Is there anything on the national level that you guys are going to be watching? Obviously, trade's a big deal. President Trump coming out with his next round of trade aid package and everything else. So, is there anything just kind of on the national level that you're kind of watching?
Well, I think you hit it there with trade. That's probably our number one priority on the federal level. You know, we've been working hard to get the message out about the importance of good trade deals, the U.S. MCA agreement that is on the table for Congress to ratify now is probably our top priority, and we've worked with our congressional delegation for them to understand that. And I know our federal partners have done that as well, and I think that message will continue throughout the summer. And we're optimistic that there's a little bit of trade aid coming down from Washington. It is not a game changer, but we would like to see that work as smoothly as possible. And so sorting through some of the red tape with that, I know we'll take a little bit of doing and help our members understand how to work with USDA and other folks on that. So that's a lot of where our focus shifts federally now as we turn into the summer.